Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hat Jam Extras, where for the weeks in between episodes, we take a further look into the songwriting techniques of some of our amazing artists. This week, we're going to head back to Sarah McLeod's jam room and hear what it's like to collaborate with Dance Cats, as well as what happens when you head out to a cabin in the snow to record a solo album. Let's have a listen. Sarah, can you tell us about the collaborations you did with Steve Aoki and all the Dance Cats, as you call them?
The Dance Cats send me instrumentation and I topline it.
Okay, excellent. So for people who are listening who don't know what toplining is, it's an industry term for people who create the main melody that goes over the music, basically.
Yeah, melody and lyrics, yeah.
And did anything come of those collaborations that you look back on fondly now? Did it end up on releases or did it just kind of fall by the wayside? Or
most of them did, except I went back and forth with Tiësto so much that in the end I just gave up and I stopped emailing him, which I do feel bad about now because I should have persisted given the fact that he is one of the most successful club makers in the world.
Right. You recently went to a cabin in the snow by yourself to record your latest solo record, which is your second one, which is such a good effort. Well done.
Thank you.
And what instruments do you write on? Do you sit on the acoustic guitar the whole time? Do you play piano? Do you find that it changes? Does the song change in like some kind of Chinese whisper as it goes from instrument to instrument?
Well, I bought the guitar that I have that's also a bass.
I love that
guitar. So that way I could play the guitar and then I could play the bass with it. I just bought one.
That guitar was somebody else's guitar before you got
it? Yep, that was Billy Thorpe's and I had it. He gave it to me before he died and I had it sitting around for ages, but I didn't play it because it wasn't my SG and I'm so obsessed with the SG that to play something else would be like, well, why? And then I thought, it's bad that I'm not playing Billy's guitar because it's totally cool that it's Billy's guitar.
Was he expecting you to pay him for it?
No. I don't think so. But he gave it to me when I was doing all this club music. And he was like, get out of the clubs, kid.
Yeah,
you
right.
You need to play more guitar.
Get back to your roots.
So it was him trying to, you know, give me an incentive.
And then you massacred the guitar when you got it.
Because I thought I need to give it a point of difference so that it's not competing with the SG because it can't compete with the SG. So I'm going to get in there and make it a guitar that's also a bass and then it's got its own thing. And then I thought Billy would be proud. It was a risky move.
That was a risky move.
I know. But we used pulled out the chainsaw.
we used it on a recording yesterday because I am, if anyone was going to hire me to actually play something in their band that I could play, you know, legit, it would be playing the bass. And we were doing a session yesterday and we wrote a great song. And I was like, okay, let's put down a bass. Do you have a bass guitar? And you said, no, I don't. And I was like, what? What am I going to play then? And you said, well,
that's what happened when you said you have a printer too.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you want, fuck's sake?
But then you said, yeah, you've got this guitar that you've put a bass pickup in and we used it and it sounded freaking awesome.
I told you, you trust it.
So when you went out to your cabin in the woods and you were by yourself and you were demoing, what recording program did you use to record onto?
Okay, so what I did was at the time I didn't even have a laptop. I had a big desktop Mac. I should have bought a laptop for the occasion, but I was like, no, I like this. And I Googled how to transport such an item. Some people were saying remove the hard drive. Some people were saying, for Christ's sake, don't touch it. Other people were saying do not transport it. It's not that kind of thing. And I thought, well, I'm just going to give it a try. And if I get there and it works, then fate's on my side and I'm going to write a great record. I test myself at every corner. So I wrapped it in bubble wrap. Wasn't even the box. I just wrapped the actual computer in bubble wrap. And I bought a big Samsonite hard case and it took the whole computer. So I had no clothes except this outfit that I'm wearing now.
That's your writing
outfit.
And
a jacket.
Yep.
Yeah. So I ended up having to wear this every day because it's all I had.
And there was no one else there, so it wasn't, if you had really smelly underarms, it didn't matter.
Well, there was there was someone else in the other. Okay, I'll tell you. My girlfriend was with me, but she was in the back of the cabin writing her own album.
Oh, there you go.
So we were both doing it. So we just ignored each other constantly until we would meet on the balcony, get stoned, look at the snow, not even talk to each other because you can't talk.
No.
Because I'm in my own head, she's in hers. If we talk, we're talking completely two different conversations and no one's listening. And I'd go, okay, I've got the idea, see it. And then I'd run back to my room. But when I got there and I opened up the Samsonite case, and it was the first thing I did when I walked into the house, and I plugged it in and I was like, oh, dear God, you know, three Hail Marys, and boom, boing, there it was. And I went, okay, I've done it. I'm in New York. It's working.
My computer works. All my stuff's here.
Yep. And I just set up and went for it, and I didn't speak to anybody for nearly 3 months. Except her a little bit, but not really, because my brain was so in a different space. You know how your brain goes to that different place when you're working?
Absolutely.
And you can't. Do you find that you can't communicate with people very well, others?
Yeah, I feel like there's a large kind of glass screen between me and the rest of the world. I'm on the other side of some kind of glass screen and I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, I mean, I myself and Studio Cat have four half human, half kittens. And I have to pick them up from school. So I'll be working in the studio all day and then I'll have to kind of talk to parents and stuff like that and be like, oh yeah, cool.
How tedious.
Well, it's kind of good because it shocks me out of that world and I have to kind of suddenly be in that world. But it's not, sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not a good thing because I think there's something about being and getting deeper into the work as well.
Yeah, I can't seem to do two things. I don't know how you do that.
I do a very bad job of it and Studio Cat, you know, hassles me out all the time for being spacey.
Yeah, but even just to know you've got something on the calendar when you're in a writing zone, like I've got a meeting on Wednesday. Well, I can't relax and write today then, even though that's not for 2 days, because I might get so deep in this that I might not shower for 3 days and I might forget what day it is. And, you know, if I was a man, I would grow a beard, a really big beard while I was writing.
If you were in a cabin in the snow, that would be a good idea just for, like, health reasons, just to keep you warm. And when you're recording on your Mac that you pulled out of the bubble wrap, I use Pro Tools because, you know, that was the program that was in the studios when we first started to, you know, record stuff. And I was like, okay, if I have this at home, then maybe I can, you know, do really good vocal takes by myself and bring them into the studio. So I've learned how to use Pro Tools and it's, you know, just been the program. There's lots of great programs out there these days. You know, people using Ableton's a really big one, and you're a Logic user, is that right?
Yeah, I tried Ableton. I thought that was more of a live thing.
Well, it was, but I mean, people like Kev from Tame Impala, he uses it as his main program, and I think there's a musicality to the different programs. Pro Tools very, like, you know, based on the 24 track tape machine, so it's all about the editing. Logic, there's lots of great tracks that are on the radio at the moment that are very Logic-based.
I'm obsessed with Logic. Logic's my jam.
And it has a vibe and a sound to it. And there's people like M-Phase who uses Cubase, you know. And, like, I mean, my brother used Cubase when recording programs were just happening. And M-Phase uses a PC, like, you know, like with Windows and Cubase.
Really?
And, you know, and that's his jam. And it's
but
got
it doesn't matter what you use, as long as you're good at it,
exactly,
know how to use it.
Yeah, it's like you just got to get to know that kitchen really well, where the knives and forks are and everything else.
Exactly. People keep telling me to get a Pro Tools and I'm like, no way. I'm never going. I shall not be moved.
I don't think it matters. I think you just got to have that program that you know
really
well.
Well, it does matter. When I sit here writing with you and you're on Pro Tools, it means I can't touch the mouse. That drives me nuts. I lose all power and I have to sit at the back of the room and watch you do it. That's when it matters.
I did a record recently with a couple of chaps and they were both Logic users and it was so freaking awesome because I had no option to go and go, oh, just this little trick that I just do this little thing over here and if I just route this here
just
and
put the reverb. Outside, yeah.
I just got to be an artist and I think that the pros and cons to recording programs is that you can just, if you can get lost in the recording process and you can think that song is set in stone as soon as you record it, whereas a song should be moving all the time.
I never think anything's set in stone.
Oh, good. Yeah. Excellent.
Don't sit there because I might paint that chair later.
If you're interested in hearing more about any of the artists on Hat Jam, then please head to our Facebook page, Instagram or website and follow the links.
You can find Cav Temperley on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Cav Temperley or www.cavtemperley.com.au or follow us directly on at @hatjam_podcast. This has been a Temperley production.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.